the sun came to be.
Once, long ago, there was no sun, so it was always dark. In this land, there was a man named Zack, who lived in a small house in a small forest where everyone went to get wood.
Zack was a very stubborn and overconfident man.
That tree was very easy to chop. I bet I could chop down all the others.
Soon the forest was only left with tree stumps, and Zack did not want to leave to get wood from any other area.
So he went to town to visit the wise old man.
Why have you come to my house, young man?
My name is Zack, and I have come for your advice. What am I to do? All the trees in my forest have been reduced to stumps, and now I have no wood.
Just move to town, Zack, and you will have all the wood you need.
This house has been in my family for generations. I won't move, and besides, I only have enough wood for 3 days, and I can't possibly pack up and move in 3 days' time. There has to be another way.
There is another way, but it's far too dangerous for you, Zack. And I don't think you can do it.
You must tell me. I can do whatever you throw my way.
If you say so. But don't blame me if you can't get back.
The old man told Zack about the God of Light, Lamp.
But be careful, Zack. He may try to trick you. You must offer him something in equal value to light. And then you will get light for a new forest of trees near your home.
Zack thanked the old man for his advice and headed on his way to find Lamp, the God of Light. While Zack was traveling to visit Lamp for eternal light, he stopped by a small town to rest. Zack was so confident in himself that he boasted to all the townsfolk about how he was going to bring eternal light to all the land.
Zack, Lamp is a tricky god, so be careful.
Yeah, Zack. Most people who try to see Lamp go missing. Be careful.
Don't worry. I'm better than Lamp, and I will bring light to the lands. So you shouldn't doubt me.
You're crazy, Zack, if you think that you're better than Lamp.
Please, Zack, just stay in town, and we will give you food and shelter.
I'm going to be fine.
So Zack continued to travel towards Lamp, the God of Light.
I'm finally here at the Light God's temple. There are stairs? I must do this. I should get going before my torch runs out. I'm finally at the top.
Zack entered the temple, not knowing what was awaiting him.
Light God, I have a request for you.
Why have you come to this holy ground?
I have come here to ask for eternal light across this land.
What will you give me in trade for this rather demanding wish of yours?
I will give you anything that I own.
During that second, it was almost like time froze for Zack.
The words of the wise old man echoed in his head, and he realized he messed up.
Don't blame me if you can't get back.
Zack immediately transformed into a humongous ball of light being lifted far up in the sky, known today as the sun.
Light God, why did you turn me into a giant ball of light?
Because you said you would trade anything you own, so I traded you for eternal light across the land.
This is how the sun came to be. So now the sun shines when Zack's awake and goes down when he falls asleep. Zack still lives to this day, providing light to the land.